Guillermo Silva Marin, who is the general director of Voice Box Opera and Concert, is on the phone with us now. He's got his production, the first Canadian production of L'Amant Anonyme, this Sunday, March 19th at 2:30 p.m. And we have Guillermo on the phone with us now to talk about it. Good morning, Guillermo.
Good morning, Jean. My goodness, I was listening to the overture, and I said, "My God, there's so much talent there, and it's so of its time that you sort of marvel at it." We are in the middle of rehearsals, and listening to every time we do something, we stop to say, amazing.
Well, Bill, tell us, you know, there's a very unique story about Joseph Bologna and the opera. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yes, well, you know, we are so fortunate we discovered, or the manuscript has been discovered. There are about five operas, and I imagine there's a whole slew of scholars searching all over Paris to see if they can find yet something else from this man, which now has become, you know, the new rave.
Oh,
as you mentioned, the overture, this particular overture from the people in Chicago, Philadelphia is going to do a production.
Oh my goodness!
Dallas did one, so did Los Angeles, and here we are at Opera in Concert doing its Canadian stage production of it, and we're having a great time. So the real interest in this man is, of course, his incredible talent in many fields. Fencing, he was a first-rate violinist. Even Mozart, who shared accommodations with him,
yeah, how about that?
In 1778, took inspiration from him, because, of course, being a violinist, he heard one of his concertos, that is Le Chevalier de Saint George, and he said, "Wow, I can do that." And he returned to Vienna and composed something for a violinist using some of Bologna's violin tricks, because, of course, he was such a phenomenal violinist that he could do all kinds of things that other violinists couldn't do. The fact that he is of black descent, he's a mixed race personage in Paris, handsome devil that he was, in the favor of the aristocrats, the king himself was on his court, and so was Marie Antoinette. Really tells us a lot about him, but also a lot about the endemic bias that existed in France, well, it existed everywhere, against people of color. Mm-hmm. So it's a fascinating, it's really a fascinating character, and I hope that we discover more of his music, because it's really impressive. He used to be called inappropriately the Black Mozart, but indeed his idiom, his signature in terms of composition was unique, and definitely he doesn't need to be compared with Mozart at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about your production, Bill. Now, do you have, is there an orchestra, or will you have a tell us about that.
It all originated with Stephen Hargreaves, a professor at McGill University.
Yeah.
They were going to do a full production of it, and of course, COVID came, so they did a recording of it. It was streamed, and I was very fortunate to talk to him, and he was very interested in seeing it done here. He was originally going to be the conductor, and we're using his version of the manuscript.
Now, is he a professor at McGill?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Yes, he is. And unfortunately, McGill said, no, you have to do this other thing.
Oh.
And you're not free. So we're very fortunate to have David Fowles conducting this, and he's doing a fantastic piece. The presentation is really great. It's my first work with David, and he is so honed into the dramatic interpretation of the words, not just musically.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are we're very, very fortunate to have him. But anyways, it came from that particular genesis from Stephen Hargreaves, and then come to here. He was not able to do it. We got Davis. We have a phenomenal cast. The cast is small.
Yes.
It's five artists.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the typical storyline of the Countess is a widow, and there is a young man who is madly in love with her, but understands that she being a widow, she is still in mourning. And he doesn't want to push it, but he invents his alter ego and sends her presents and does parties and letters and so forth. And of course, she becomes incredibly curious about the existence of this young man. And of course, it is happy at the end.
Yeah, of course it. Of course it is. And all this also, I understand, at least it says so in the writing here, that this is a comedy?
Yes! Very, very much a la style of many of these operas. This is, of course, in France, in Paris, and it's opera comique, so it's a combination of music, lyrics, and dialogue. And we, you know, the classic opera comique, of course, is Carmen, which you know intimately.
Yes, indeed.
And so you do the music and you do the dialogue, and,
yes.
And it was intended as an opera comique. Of course, the two styles, Bizet on one side and Mr. Chevalier de Saint-Georges on the other. So we're talking about, you know, classical things like Così Van Tutte and some of the Haydn operas.
Yes, yes. Now, because you say it's a small cast, Robert Cooper's got the chorus. You've got a nice, lovely chorus there. Now,
yeah.
So how big is the orchestra then?
The orchestra always is going to be a small ensemble.
Which so makes sense,
it
doesn't
it?
It
will be like a chamber orchestra.
Sure.
And the chorus is about size of about 20 singers.
Mm-hmm.
At the Jane Mallow Theater, being such an intimate and phenomenal acoustic
it is.
Space,
mm-hmm.
This will sound grand.
Okay.
And we're going to do even, we're going to dance the minuet, and the chorus is, when I said, let's choreograph a minuet, we have one of our characters, his name is Joshua Cleminger,
mm-hmm.
who is trained in French Baroque dance.
Wow.
Believe it or not, and he's our tenor.
Sure, I believe
one
it.
Of our tenors. And I said, okay, Joshua, take it away.
Good for you.
We started dancing the minuet, and the chorus, of course, was apprehensive, but then they got into the fun of it, and
yes.
It's going to be a nice moment. Of course, we're talking about weddings coming up, and
yes.
People declaring their love, and so that's how you celebrate this type of opera.
Well, Guillermo, I want to thank you so much for talking with us about this. And you're right, you're really, really in vogue here, presenting this opera and at the start of the wedding season. And well done, good for you. Have a lot of fun, and thank you so much for speaking with us today.
We're having a great time. And
I'm
I
glad.
Hope that your radio audience perks up and, you know, and comes to the theater and sees something so unique.
Great.
As this. It's, you know, it's definitely worth, and it merits the attention of the public.
Thank you very much for talking with us this morning.
Yay!
We've been speaking with the general director of Voice Box Opera and Concert, Guillermo Silva-Marin, about L'Amant Anonyme, or The Anonymous Lover, by Joseph Bologne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges. It's taking place this Sunday, March 19th, 2:30 p.m. at the St. Lawrence Center. For tickets, go to tolive.com or call 416-366-7723. That's 416-366-7723.